Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Lamin Vav, Shabbos 36. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara records the position of Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda taught, Am Rav Chisda, Hani Tlas Mili, Ishtanu Shamayu, Michichar Beis HaMikdash. Rav Chisda said that there were three words that once the temple was destroyed, they changed the meaning of those words. What are these three words? Chatzotzarta, Shofara, and Shofara Chatzotzarta. The first one is that there were two things in the temple. There were Chatzosros, which are like trumpets, and Shofar, which is the ram's horn. So after the temple was destroyed, they changed the meaning of Chatzosros and started calling a Chatzosros a Shofar, and they started calling a Shofar a Chatzosros. Amai nafkamina, what's the difference between these two cases? The difference between them is L'shofar shal Rosh Hashanah, for a Shofar Rosh Hashanah. And that means to say, if a person is thinking that they are wanting to blow, if a person who's not educated and says, what do I need to blow with on Rosh Hashanah, you tell them a Chatzosros and not a Shofar, because the Chatzosros is really the Shofar of old. That's the basic idea, that we switch the terminology. And what is the second idea of the word that was changed? So the second idea has to relate to the willow that we're supposed to take about the Arba Minim, that we're supposed to take a willow for the Arba Minim. However, that willow was called an Arava, and there was another word that was similar to a willow, which was called a tziftzifa, or a tzaftzifa. And the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that tzaftzifa is disqualified for a luav. And there are ways that we can distinguish between an arava and a tzaftzifa. For example, the arava, the leaves are long and smooth, and its stem is red, and its tzaftzifa, its leaves are circular, and its stem is white. So, but what happened was, after the temple was destroyed, Arava tzav tzafa v'tzav tzafa arava. The Talmud tells us that Rav Chisda says Arava became the willow, and the willow became the arava. L'may nafkamina, again, why do we care? L'luav, the distinction is that if a person comes and he says, I need a tzav tzafa, and he's not educated, he's obviously referring to the willow, which is kosher for luav. And if somebody says, I need the arava, he's referring to the tzav tzafa, and that's actually disqualified for the luav. So it became the opposite. And what's the third thing that Rav Chisda said is something which we know it changed, and that is the petorah to patorta. Patora is a table, and it switched from a patora to a patorta, and a patorta to a patora, meaning to say one of these tables was big and one was small. At first, they used to call the big one the patora and the small one the patorta, and now it changed, and they called the big one patorta and the small one patora. Here, it doesn't seem that the practical difference is as it relates to a spiritual matter, but just lemeka chamemka. If a person is engaging in business and he says, give me a patorta, then we follow the way it's used today. And if he's saying a patorta means a large table today, that's what he means, even though it used to be a small table. So it says, Abaye, af anu nomar huvliwa and beikasi. And also we switch the terms huvliwa and a beikasi. So we know that a cow has four stomachs, and one of the stomachs is very thin, and in the time of the mission that's called a meses, and its name became a beikasi. So, and a beikasi is a stomach, the second stomach, which is a double wall, and that's called beis hakosos. And that's name became changed to the huvliwa. And l'may nafkamina, again, why do we care? Well, mecha chenimtza ba'ovei beis hakosos. So if you found a needle, we learned in Gemara Chul in Daf 50, that if you found a needle in one of the Beis HaKosos, one of the walls of the Beis HaKosos, Mitzad Echad, if it was only went on one side, if it only pierced one side, then it's Kesher, then it's going to be kosher. Mishnei Tzedah, then if it went pierced through both sides, then we're going to say it's Trefa. And that's only on the Beis HaKosos could we make this distinction between whether or not it pierced one side or two side. But in the first case, in the Hemseis, in the first stomach, we don't draw such a distinction. And in the first of the stomachs, even if it just punctured one of the walls, it's going to make the animal non-kosher. And so that's why there's a distinction between the two names. If somebody says, I have a puncture in one of the walls of the stomachs, we have to know which one he's referring to. And says Rav Ashi, af anu nomar, we have another thing. Bavel, changed its name to Borsif, and Borsif changed its name to Bavel. And Amai Nafkamina, the Gemara asks, on top of 36b, Legite Nashim, if with respect to the bill of divorce that a person writes for a woman. That, because we know there are two explanations Rashi gives. One is, if you change her name or his name or the name of his city or her city, it's disqualified, and you need to write the name that the person is living in now. That's one explanation. Second explanation of Rashi is that a person has to say that a person who brings a gift from overseas has to say it was written before me it was signed. And so that's only in overseas. But if a person brings it from Bavel, he doesn't need to say it, because there in Bavel, everybody is qualified. And Borsif today is Bavel. So that's what Rashi is basically saying. So all of these things, why were there specifically three things that were changed after the temple was destroyed? Why specifically these three things? So about here, the Mabit tells us that because the pain of the destruction of the temple was so great, because they used to use shofar and chatzotzros, and so therefore they didn't want to give up on the name of they didn't want to use it in that manner, and they also used to also take the luav, and the willow was so joyful on the holiday, and also on the table in the temple they used to put the showbread, and all of these things were lost when the temple was destroyed, and so therefore, since their world was upside down and flipped over, they specifically took these three names and they changed the meaning of the word as a recognition of their tremendous loss when the temple was destroyed.